Today is between master and disciples, Akagi, a Breatharian from Ecuador, will be presented in Spanish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. En las escrituras se suele hacer referencia al cuerpo humano como el templo de Dios. Sin embargo, es un privilegio muy poco común para cualquier alma alcanzar esta morada sagrada que alberga al ser divino, ya que es verdaderamente una bendición poder renacer como ser humano. En varias ocasiones, la Maestra Suprema Chin Hai ha hablado sobre lo inusual de este fenómeno.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
Como el templo viviente de Dios, el cuerpo humano está completamente equipado con milagrosas maravillas que deben ser despertadas en aquellos que están espiritualmente conscientes y tienen fe absoluta en el Creador de toda la vida. Inedia, término en latín para ayuno, es la habilidad humana de vivir sin alimento. Desde tiempos inmemoriales, siempre han existido individuos que pueden sustentarse con prana, o la fuerza vital de la vida. A través de la gracia de la providencia, los inedios, personas que siguen un estilo de vida sin alimentación, pueden captar la energía de la naturaleza para nutrirse.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
Estos individuos son conocidos como aerívoros, solarianos, acuívoros o pranarianos y proceden de todos los estilos de vida, de diferentes culturas y de todos los rincones del mundo. En efecto, las posibilidades y los milagros de esta vida, como nuestro benevolente Creador ha diseñado para nosotros, son interminables. Solo necesitamos conectarnos internamente para reconocer nuestra abundante magnificencia como hijos de Dios. La Maestra Suprema Chin Hai ha recomendado una serie semanal en Supreme Master Television para presentar a aquellas personas del pasado y el presente que han escogido vivir en la tierra sin alimentarse. Que sus historias espirituales los cautiven, que sus corazones se abran y sus horizontes se expandan. Ahora les invitamos a acompañarnos en la tercera parte de nuestro programa, Akagi, un aerívoro de Ecuador, en Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Este programa trata de la posibilidad del aerborismo o vivir sin comer alimentos y no es una instrucción completa. Para su seguridad, por favor no intente dejar de consumir alimentos sin la guía adecuada de un experto. Bienvenidos, gentiles televidentes, a Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Hoy regresamos al pintoresco país sudamericano de Ecuador para continuar nuestra historia sobre el artista y bailarín Akagi. Akagi ha estado viviendo sin consumir alimentos durante los últimos 2 años, nutrido por la energía cósmica, también conocido como prana. Similar a otros notables individuos que no consumían alimentos, como Giribala, San Nicolás de Flux, Jericho Sunfire, Doctora Barbara Moore, Fantan Lo, Hira Ratan Manek y muchos otros, Akagi descansa en la gracia de Dios para su sustento. Efectivamente, él cree que fue a través de un intenso y sincero anhelo de ser de ayuda para la humanidad que Dios le concedió su deseo de volverse libre de alimentos sin la carga de las necesidades materiales. Su noble ideal lo motivó a cambiar sus hábitos alimenticios a uno más compasivo. De esta manera comenzó el viaje introspectivo de Akagi, que finalmente lo llevó a un nuevo modo de vivir, el aeroborismo. Como aerívoro, Akagi obtuvo una nueva perspectiva de la vida.
Love really exists. Love is the base of everything. And my philosophy is that love is ready for you when you permit it. You permit love become part of your life. And it's gonna give you the best experiences.
Aunque el proceso de transición fue difícil al principio en muchos niveles, Akagi cree firmemente que la humanidad posee la habilidad innata de vivir sin consumir alimento. De hecho, Akagi está convencido de que la energía cósmica sirvió como nuestra única fuente de sustento en tiempos antiguos, antes de que adoptásemos el hábito de comer.
You can be without food, without drinking too. It's just accepted, it's have faith. This is something you need a lot of faith. It's a test of faith. If you pass this test of faith, you wanna found the source of love. And when you found this source gives you everything.
Existen diversos tipos de individuos que viven sin alimentarse. Algunos no consumen alimentos ni agua, como la yogini Giribala. Otros solo beben té, como el granjero aulacense vietnamita Phan Tan Lo, mientras que algunos solo beben agua cuando es necesario, como la estigmatizada Louise Lato o el yogi eterno Debra Hababa.
I still drink juices sometimes and tea and water sometimes when I want some flavor in my mouth. My friend doesn't even drink water for almost 2 years, and he's really fine. So it's reality that you can live without food and without drinking nothing. It's about faith. If you put your faith in the knowledge that these stores have the capacity to give you all what you need, you have everything. You receive all the humility from the earth when you have the faith and you found that capacity.
Por favor, sigan en sintonía de Supreme Master Television, Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Regresará en solo un momento con nuestro programa sobre el aerívoro Akagi. Bienvenidos de nuevo a Entre Maestro y Discípulos en Supreme Master Television. Continuamos con nuestra presentación de Akagi, un herbívoro de Ecuador. ¿Cómo es un día normal para alguien que no come nada en absoluto? Demos una mirada a la vida cotidiana de Akagi.
Just out of curiosity, what's a typical day like for you as a vegetarian?
Some days I make my exercises here, or sort of start meditating because I like a lot the sunlight. I love to see the sun through my eyes and receive that energy in the morning. Sometimes I go to different parts of the city to know the city or the external parts of the city. I like to travel. I like to have different experiences every day. That's what I really like. Because it's like now I'm still reprogramming all my internal information. So I erase from my DNA a lot of information that happens in my life before, information that I consciously choose that I don't want it anymore. So now I'm reprogramming my DNA with information of love. It's like I'm making new memories. And I want those memories just be happiness.
La habilidad de vivir sin alimentos no está reservada a algunos selectos o a personas con habilidades especiales. Uno no necesita ser un santo o un practicante espiritual para beneficiarse de esta práctica de vivir del prana.
Do you recommend this lifestyle to others?
Yes, of course I recommend to everybody, because it's really easy and it's really happy. It's the most easy thing. To become a vegetarian is really easy, and you will find this as really a state of joy. You will find this freedom that the vegetarian state give you. It just needs heart and a beautiful desire to recognize yourself as somebody who don't have any kind of limits.
Para aquellos que puedan desear intentar el estilo de vida herbívoro, Akagi compartió este conocimiento y algunos consejos.
The most important tip is that you are already a vegetarian. You are already a vegetarian. You now are breathing cosmic light. In this moment, you are already a vegetarian. And this process starts for you because now you know that this source exists and you are breathing this source every second. So when you just accept this energy knows that you are accepting it. It's like this energy is smart and is conscious too. And when this energy knows that you know about her, start coming to you more easily, and then the process start, and after that you will start feeling different kinds of change inside you. It's just to open the conscious that this source exists and that you are breathing. Just when you do that, it starts. I've been seeing a lot of beautiful manifestation in a lot of people. A lot of people who was passing hard times in their lives, and after this experience, all their lives change. You know? It's beautiful to hear people tell you that when they receive this knowledge and they accept this knowledge, at the same time they recognize what was really easy and that they always knew this, but you know, had to pass by this process to recognize or to remember that these processes are being channeled specifically for this, for open the pranic consciousness in the people. So when you pass through this process, become really clear and really easy to be a vegetarian, to be food free.
Akagi ahora realiza talleres para ayudar a otros a prescindir de la necesidad de alimento.
The joy that I found in my life. I feel like everybody have this love in his heart. I think that every person of the planet has to have this love to feel this. I feel so good with my life, with all what is around me. And feeling that inside me, and I wish that the others can feel the same. Can feel the same, and that's what made me work in this. That's what made me let everything, my other life, and do what I'm doing now.
Akagi cree que la humanidad está al borde de cambiar a una conciencia global más elevada. En efecto, el futuro del planeta descansa en nuestra elección de un estilo de vida, sea a base de plantas o sin alimento.
The most special thing in this moment for the planet and for humanity is to find the internal peace in themselves. Found the joy inside. So this way you are helping others too. You are helping the planet. This creates a transformation from the planet with a lot of trouble to a planet that is full of love.
Compasivos televidentes, apreciamos su compañía en este episodio de Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Por favor, permanezca en Supreme Master Television para Gente Buena, Buenas Obras, que ya viene después de Noticias de Interés. Adiós y que Dios los bendiga. Compassionate viewers, we appreciate your company for this episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, coming up after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless. For more information on Akagi and his workshops, please visit www.akahmi.com or email soy.akahi@hotmail.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.